in the limelight.
New study shows Chinese universities will produce nearly twice as many STEM PhD graduates than the United States by 2025. We're prepared for an article written by Scott Foster, a graduate of Stanford University and the Johns Hopkins University School of Advanced International Studies. The piece is titled U.S. Falling Further Behind China in STEM PhDs. The article was published by the Asia Times. In an earlier article entitled China-US Contest Will Come Down to Education, I wrote about the crisis in American primary and secondary education. As promised then, this article addresses the relative decline of American universities in the STEM field, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. This change is not readily apparent. A large share of the best universities in the world are allegedly in the United States. For example, the 7th annual ranking of the best global universities conducted by US News & World Report and published in October of 2020 claimed that 19 of the top 25 schools were American. However, the arguably more internationally minded QS World University Ranking, published by UK company Cockerelli Simons in July this year, found that 12 of the top 25 universities were in the United States, 5 in the United Kingdom, 3 were in China, 2 each in Singapore and Switzerland, and 1 in Japan. Then, at the beginning of August, the Center for Security and Emerging Technology, CSET, at Georgetown University in Washington issued a report entitled China is Fast Outpacing U.S. STEM PhD Growth, which concluded that, based on current enrollment patterns, we project that by 2025, Chinese universities will produce more than 77,000 STEM PhD graduates per year, compared to approximately 40,000 in the United States. Of course, Chinese universities primarily educate Chinese students, while American universities are geared to supposedly educating the world. Thus, the Georgetown University study found, if international students are excluded from the U.S. count, Chinese STEM PhD graduates would outnumber their U.S. counterparts more than 3-1. China overtook the United States in the number of STEM PhDs, that is science, technology, engineering and mathematics PhDs in 2007 and was 47% ahead by 2019. The change has been rapid and it remains so. The quality of Chinese university level STEM education is also improving. The CSET, the Center for Security and Emerging Technology at Georgetown University, study found that most of the recent and rapid growth in Chinese PhD enrollments comes from universities within the higher quality tiers, and because more than three-quarters of Chinese doctoral graduates specialize in STEM fields, this evidence indicates China's STEM talent pipeline is becoming more robust. And not surprisingly, given the scale of China's investments in higher education and the high-stakes technology competition between the United States and China, the gap in STEM PhD production could undermine U.S. long-term economic and national security. Remco Swetsloot, one of the authors of the CSET report, was quoted in Axios website as warning, "If this continues, there seems to be no way the United States can continue competing with China on the talent front without immigration reform. It is just a numbers game. Because a large percentage of American students are not prepared for graduate studies in science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, the US depends on foreign students to fill its universities and pay the bills. And it has been alienating foreign students, particularly Chinese students, who accounted for about one-third of foreign students in the US before Donald Trump's anti-China rhetoric and tighter immigration controls. Efforts under both Trump and President Biden to exclude Chinese students from advanced STEM research also have had an impact. And according to Xiaofeng Wan, Amherst College Associate Dean of Admission and Coordinator of International Recruitment, there's also been a considerable impact from the physical and verbal violence that ultimately resulted in over 6,600 reported racially motivated attacks against the Asian community, especially the elderly and women. Xiaofeng Wan notes that Chinese students contributed $15 billion to the U.S. economy in the 2018-2019 school year, when enrollments of foreign students peaked. Another report says foreign students' enrollment kept American universities afloat, rising by 55% from 2011 to 2019, while domestic enrollment stagnated. After that, the COVID-19 pandemic caused international student numbers to crash worldwide, and the Delta variant puts recent signs of recovery at risk. President Biden's election has led to a more open immigration policy, but Amherst's Xiaofeng Wan is probably correct when he says that a full recovery to pre-pandemic levels will take time for the Biden administration to simply distance itself from Trump-era anti-immigrant rules and ideologies may not be enough to fully rebuild many Chinese families' lost sense of confidence. Study, a UK-based organisation that specialises in study abroad programmes, repeats the claim on its website. For decades, the United States has reigned supreme as the world's most popular study abroad destination. But a closer look at its own data shows that while the United States is the country that attracts the largest number of foreign students, in 2019, only 26% of the total number attracted by the top 10 countries surveyed studied in the United States. The United Kingdom, Canada, and Australia together accounted for 32%, and China for 12%. The number of international students in China was almost the same as the number in the United Kingdom, while Canada and Australia were close behind. China attracted 46% as many students as the United States, despite its short history as a country with modern universities. Most foreign students in China are from other Asian countries, led by South Korea, but there are substantial numbers from the United States, Russia, and France. Finally, let's return to the CSET ranking, which includes 100 universities in total. Of these, 29 are in the United States, 17 are in the United Kingdom, 17 in continental Europe, and 12 in China. 5 of those are in Hong Kong, and 1 is in Taiwan. 8 in Australia and New Zealand, 6 in South Korea, 5 in Japan, 3 in Singapore and Malaysia combined, 2 in Canada and 1 in Argentina. Grouping them culturally and politically shows 29 in the United States, 30 in the British Commonwealth, which does not include Hong Kong, 17 in continental Europe, 12 in Greater China, 11 in South Korea and Japan, and 1 in Latin America. Or 73 in North America, Europe, Australia, and New Zealand, 26 in East Asia, 1 in Latin America, and none at all in South Asia and Africa. Clearly, the scale and diversity of university excellence in the West, the rise of East Asian university education and the educational weakness of other regions are phenomena as significant as the relative decline of the United States. As Winston Churchill put it in a speech at Harvard University in 1943, the empires of the future are the empires of the mind. China is evolving from cheap hand assembly to fully automated manufacturing and has a huge internet sector. It has built the world's largest high-speed train network, put a rover on Mars, and launched its own space station. All this requires first-rate STEM education, which in China is supported by a government of engineers rather than lawyers. Most likely, when it comes to nation building, the education data will continue to evolve in its favor.